Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service, the only opportunity offered to the broader community to be informed on the issues and current affairs from a First Nations perspective. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And you're tuning in to Let's Talk. Good morning. Before I go on any further, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on this land we are broadcasting from. I also would like to pay my respects to our elders and also our elders of more recent arrival. And a big yama and a hello to everybody around the country, around the continent that is tuning in and that are listening via the National Indigenous Radio Service. On your, in your local community, if you take notes, but then also if you're online listening via the World Wide Web, thank you for taking our program. On the program with me this morning, got a brother boy all the way from INALA, Anala, in the studio with me this morning. Brother, just before we start, could I get you to tell us your name, your mob, and where you're from?
Yeah, my name's John Brady. I'm a Kuki Alangi man from North Queensland up near Mariba and a Birragabba on my grandmother's side. And, yeah.
Daddy, thanks, that brother. Yeah, like off air just before the program, we were yarning about some of the stuff you're involved in. You're an avid footy fan. What you want to do is take some mob up to the Townsville All Blacks.
Yep.
But it's not just a team from Inala or just a team from, you know, the teams to do with various different Aboriginal teams that have been in Brisbane and all that still play in Brisbane as well.
Yeah, we you know, been approached to take a, you know, a group of lads up to Townsville for the QMC up in Townsville. So it's a group of teams from, you know, like Logan Brothers, Brisbane Natives, Murray Taipans, and we're getting some from Stratty and some from Inala as well. So since I've been involved in the football side of things, I think last time we did something like this was when I was playing. Actually, we took a team out to St. George.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was Brisbane United team. So to be involved from, you know, I suppose in the coaching side of things, you know, it's trying to get that back again. So, yeah. So it's really, it's exciting, you know. It's been, you know, but it's been good just having the representatives, the delegates meeting first before, like, they're the coaches or they could be the coaches or be on the committee. But they're followers that, you know, that always, you know, help with their teams. They're always there, you know, on a voluntary capacity. So it's good to get fellows like that to be involved in this process.
All the background stuff that doesn't necessarily get mentioned, you know, for the success of certain teams and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's always, yeah, they're the ones that, like you said, they don't get that acknowledgement, but, you know, for them to be involved in this, it shows the work that they've done, and that's what I said. I said, I want people like that you know, just they don't say it, they just get in there and they do it, and that shows with their actions, you know, and that's why these young fellows will mirror that, you know, it's like, so hopefully we get that core group to take these young fellows up there.
How many sides? Just like a one?
We're just taking one team for the Brisbane Blacks team, of course, so just the one men's team. I'd love to take a women's, but it's just, yeah, it's just hard trying to get funds and that together and support. So, but, you know, I think next year it's going to be back in Brisbane. That's what it says on the website. So, but, you know, it's, you know, I think with Townsville, you know, like we've never, that I've been involved around here, it's always, you know, I've never seen Brisbane teams go up there. So something, this will be.
Yeah, like there's always teams coming down for QMC or coming down this way to have a hit out down these ways. The process for selection of players, because you're talking about three, four different sides, or even more sides, and, you know, that's close.
Yeah, the beauty of
100 players are like, yeah. How are you going to?
The beauty of Brisbane is, you know, you've got a big population, so, you know, of course you want to get the teams from them delegates, you know, of, you know, what I just, you know, mentioned before, but it's also the players that play in the could be not Queensland Cup, they play in the lower grades, you know. So they're you know, they're fit. They're still training three nights a week. And so we're trying to attract them involved in this process as well. So we've got another person that's with the QRL. And what he did was he put a call out to anyone that wants to be involved to go up to Townsville. And, yeah, so it's just like, because it'd be good to get all these names, but you got to fit them in what positions, you know, like backs, forwards or whatever. So, so that's the kind of, you know, the process, you know, and it's getting players that, you know, because carnivals are different to playing your normal season, you know, every game, every week. Carnivals is just straight in, like, I suppose, the Koori Knockout. I suppose not like that, but the Koori Knockout, it's just, it's a grand final every game.
They play hard, they play fast.
So hopefully it's that blend of, you know, players that play carnival football, but the ones that can, you know, with the fitness and the stamina, getting them fellas in there as well.
How did the idea come about of bringing all these teams together to go up there?
It come with, because one of our main sponsors, of course, was is Aches, and they said, look, we'll sponsor you, but we want you to be all one, not, you know, And that's where it came out of that meeting with the delegates first. I wasn't even involved in that process. And that's when they, because they heard that I took a team a couple of years ago to the Queensland Murray Carnival, and we took a team up to Toowoomba this year. Took a Brisbane Blacks of the north side and the south side fellas, and we went to the finals and lost to Toowoomba. Toowoomba beat us in the finals. And now they, like, we had a good side, but they were just... Just what do you call it? They were just, what do you call it? They were All Blacks. They were just, you can see they, you know, they're all on the same page.
All on the same page. All the, you know, half the sides of McGrady as much probably as well.
Yeah, they killed us. No, but it was good. It was good for us boys to even get to the finals. It was just a good experience and opportunity, and just shows, you know, it's not about, you know, it's about playing as a team. And that's how Toowoomba, they just knew their plays inside out, back to front. It was a good to be playing again. It was good to be beaten by a good side like that.
And these, it's really important as well, these knockouts and these carnivals as well, for mob to sort of relink and get back together as well. So, like, I guess that's always a good aspect when putting a team like this together. When they're not playing, they could be, you know, catching up with family and mob as well.
Yeah, and like, we had a, like, first gathering yesterday at Valley's Diehards, and it was good. All the boys introduced themselves, where they're from, who they played for, and, you know, one of the young fellas said, look, you know, I don't know who my mob is, you know, but I want to learn, you know. So, and he was only 19. So it's that connection to community or you know, their mob, but just learning. And it was just, it was pretty powerful for him to come out and say it. Like, all the other boys knew where they were from and that. And there's one young fella. So, you know, you just see from different backgrounds where they're coming from. They could be from, you know, outside of Brisbane, but living in Brisbane. And I suppose it's a good way to connect with mob here. And, you know, just it's good to see, I think, that connection to just use it then. It's football. Football's the vehicle.
Definitely. You know? So. And also, I guess that sort of, you know, rings back into the Brisbane Blacks name of the team, but then also, you know, like, this is, you know, I guess, like, that sort of name is synonymous with not just, I guess, if you're a traditional owner to Brisbane, or, you know, if you just live outside of, if you're from outside of Brisbane, lots of mobs will really pride themselves of calling themselves out there as well.
Yeah. Oh, look, it come, like, I suppose, you know, especially growing up in Brisbane, you know, like, we used to actually live here in Western, used to go to school down the road here, and I was the ball boy for Kangaroos. There was a, it was all the Cools, and, you know, and my father played for them, and, but there wasn't just Kangaroos, there was Brisbane Natives, there was a, I heard there was a Coogee-Allenji team. Pastor Don had a team too. And I said to Dad, why didn't you play for your mob? Why'd you play for Kangaroos? But, you know, Dad's very, he's very independent in his decisions, you know. So, but I suppose, you know, you grow up around, you know, we grew up around football through my father and all my uncles as well. And I think the concept of Brisbane Blacks, you know, I suppose hearing the song growing up, mopping the dropouts, I think Uncle Bimbo, he goes, hey, what's going with this Brisbane Blacks, eh? And I told him about the background, you know, we're not copying your song. We might use the song afterwards. No. I think with the, it was bringing everyone together. We all live in Brisbane. We all have a connection to Brisbane in some way. And I think, that's been the main motivation. And I suppose who got me into carnivals was Gundla Blair. I was only, 17 years old, and, you know, he at the time, he was, big on football, you know. And, you know, these fellas that play carnivals now, they're getting paid to play, or, you know, they're getting something. And I think he conned me up for a Bob Marley shirt. He goes, I'll give you this shirt. He said, I'll give you the shirt if you come play for Natives, you know, like, and especially growing up in Inala, So I didn't understand where football, I was just playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you say something, you acknowledge it. When your uncle's asking you to come play, and I spent a lot of, we took a Brisbane Natives team up to Rocky. Mm-hmm. And that was my first carnival, and that was just, we made the finals. Sherbourg beat us in the finals, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always good games with, Sherbourg. And I was only like 17, 18, and that was, I think, it was a rites of passage for us as black men, and I was thinking, do I do this? But you just got to do it, And it was interesting. There was Warrabinda, where my mum's from, and my uncle was coaching that team, mum's brother, and he wanted me to play for him.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, look, I already wanted Uncle Gundler, to play for, and he was the in-law.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Arnie was coaching Sherbourg, which is mum's first cousin, and they were all grounding at me, and I said, look, I've got to, and I'm from Brisbane, I'll stick with, Gundler and that, it was a group of us young fellas, because they all said, hey, he's a good flog, because it's all young fellas. But we got to the final, I think we beat Mackay, Rocky, Doomadgee. We played Doomadgee. That was huge back then, a lot of the community teams.
Yeah.
That was, and it was funny that when you were training, they were playing poker on the side.
Yeah.
But no, that's why I like to get involved with this stuff, it's like connection, which you said, connection to mob, community and family. Yeah.
And like you did mention Kangaroos and some other old teams from back in the days. How many of those teams are still going today? And also, obviously, having this, Brisbane Black Side as a reflection of all his, old teams from back in the days.
Look, there was another team, Gullumbah.
Mm-hmm.
They were mainly all fishers in that team. And I remember they, we had a carnival at Banyo, and I was playing for Ipswich at the time, and I got a couple of mates, come on, we'll go play for Brisbane Natives here at this carnival. It was the first time we won a carnival. We beat Sherbourg in the final, and I was like, man, that's the best feeling, because they've always busted us up, and to see, and when you hear about it now, Gullumbah, they put on that carnival, and a lot of the mob don't know the history of the football with the families and the connections, because it was all families as well with these teams and so to win that one and to beat Sherbourg in the final, we got our money too straight away. But no, that's what it's about.
And you mentioned the Brisbane Blacks team now is a combination of how many sides?
About four or five teams.
Brisbane Natives, the Hawks, they're still established teams playing competitions. Are these other teams as well?
Yeah, they're still Logan Hawks. They've been, I think there a few years now.
Mm.
And Uncle Ian Skeen, he's the man, president, coach. He's a bit of everything. And you got Goma, he's the president of Natives, but he's also, he does everything behind the scenes with his, with his committee. And learning about more, because Murray Taipans is right up, I think, Brighton, I'm starting it, but they're all my mum's cousins, but learning the stuff that they're doing up there, and, it's not just about football, it's working as well. But it's interesting when you talk about Logan, as a kid when Nala played Logan teams, a Blackfella team called Logan Rangers, and I used to watch them when I was a kid, on the side, and there's a lot of the uncles, from different families on the other side playing Anala, and local battles, back in them days, and they used to have the Guymore Shield at Anala, where I think Natives and Sherbourg would play each other. They were tough games too, watching them.
And so those other sides as well that you're combining with, are they in competition as well, or do they?
They all play through the year, of course, with Murray Taipans, Logan Hawks, and
Stratty,
Stratty too. Mm. So Stratty, they're in the finals this weekend, I think. Stratty, Logan, Brisbane Natives and Murray Taipans, they're out, but it's mainly there's an Anala team there as well. But yeah, so it's good to see, they're playing all year. But then, because I think carnivals now is going to be a full time job by the way it's going.
Yeah.
Season finished, and it's good. It's they're doing something positive, and I think with the you know, with, you know, we're behind with the Koori Carnival, but we're learning, we're building towards it. And you know, like I think, you know, 10 years ago, there was no carnivals here in Southeast Queensland.
No.
There was nothing. I think the last one was at Canberra at Ipswich. That's where we always used to play, and it was good because you play against all the Koori teams too. I think, well, Tumalese to always bring all the McGrady boys used to bring their sides. Maury. And Durham Bandy.
Yeah.
I remember I played for a Sherbrooke second team. We played Durham Bandy in a final out there. And no, man, they were good. They were just tough. But when I found out where they lived, Durham Bandy's not just, you know, over the borders, right out. Is it near Bourke or is it more on Queensland side?
I think it's more on Queensland side. I could be wrong. Isn't it?
Past St. George.
Past St. George out west there, yeah.
Yeah, they won it and we never seen them again. Nah, good on them.
And the selection, like, I guess, process for this would be hard because there's so many teams. And you mentioned, like, there's, like officials from each individual team picks three or four players?
Yeah. So, yeah, what they do is they pick the three or four players. And I told them, you know, you want players that are committed and they got a good attitude. Yeah, and they're willing to play within the team. And like I was saying, you know, some of these fellas, you know, they just, you know, because of work commitments and that, they can't play at a higher level, but they still want to play with their mob. And, you know, you want to get players like that, you know, as well. They've got strong work ethics. And so that's, you know.
Role models in the community and stuff.
Yeah. They're getting in there and, yeah, they just want to have a dig. And, So I think if it's a, you know, if you've got it all around with the support staff and the players, you get a good, you know, you're going to get a good, you know, committed group to go up there. So, and then the other teams where they play in the BR, I think they score the
Premier,
where they play with the Q Cup team. You know, it's good to get that blend and balance with them players as well.
You know? Which, yeah, like, it sort of brings me into my next question. Oh, actually, before that there, we'll go to a song break. But after the break, I want to answer you a bit about how, like, in these competitions as well, they allow, like, you know, Q Cup players or NRL players to play, which sort of makes it a bit unfair as well to certain sites, especially the, you know, small community sides that are just raking in enough to sort of, you know, chuck a side in. But we're going to head to a quick song break from Yothi Indie. And the song that you wanted to go to was Treaty. Any particular reason why you like that song?
I think Treaty is, you know, like, you know, something that we've been striving for so long. You know, that song, I think, was in the early 90s.
Anthem for our mom, yeah, for so long as well, yeah.
When they used to play in the nightclubs and, you know, everyone used to get up back in my time, you know. But no, look, your treaty, so, you know, something, you know, it's been a part of me growing up. You know, Dad used to record it on a video cassette and record over other stuff. But, that's why I love Treaty,
Definitely. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM. I'm going to be back after this song break.
I'm
Back on 98.9 FM, that was Treaty by Yothu Yindi. My guest on the program is John Brady. We've been yarning about Brisbane Blacks, John, putting a team together with other Aboriginal football teams here in and around the Brisbane area. We're calling it Brisbane Blacks. They're going up for the QMC, the Murray Rugby League Carnival, that's held in Townsville. First time outside of Brisbane, outside of the Brisbane area. And hopefully, you know, with the side you put together, you're hoping to take it out and bring it back down here?
Love to. Love to, you know, but, you know, it's, I suppose it's the opportunity to go up there and and give it a good crack.
And just before the break, I put a question to you as well about sort of this, you know, some carnivals have sort of a clause where they can let as many professional, or, you know, I guess higher level footy players in from Queensland Cup and from the NRL. We see other competitions, you know, the Crew Knockout do it, you know, stack their sides, which sort of leaves out, I guess, the community and also aspect to, you know, Crew Knockout, Murray, you know, All Blacks competitions. Yeah. Like, takes out the community aspect to it and also makes it a bit more professional, competitive side to it as well.
Yeah. Look, I went to the Crew Knockout down at Sydney about, I think, 3 years ago. I've never been to a Crew Knockout. I always watch it on TV. And
massive.
And yeah. I went down to where they're at, Balmain there, or Balmain Tigers there. Leichhardt. Oh, look, it was just, it was very, very religious. It was like going to, my brother Darren went to Ipswich Grammar School, and when he played Union, it was very, you know, it was very, everyone got into it.
Yeah, everybody is supporting.
And when I went down there, it just felt like that kind of, you know, environment of, you know, the passion and just, you know, it's, I suppose it's a knockout and it's a grand final every game. So you just can't game and just go out there and I'll give away a penalty. It's going to cost you. You know what I mean?
I think up to like 40 teams, or I think more as well.
I think there's more now.
That's sort of, you know, different teams throughout New South Wales. It's funny too, because like how you was mentioning all the different family sides that you're involved in. I think there's, you know, like where I'm from in Moree, I think there's about, you know, three or four different, you know, family sides that, you know, chuck a team as well.
I don't know how much teams they've got. Moree, I've heard of Shamrocks, heard of Boomerangs.
Mission Jets. And I think, like, they have a bunch of Memorial sides, you know. Swans, you know, put a side in. So it's like,
well, one of my brothers I worked with here in Brisbane, Mark Brennan, you know, I think he had Shamrocks. I'd never heard of Maury
Shamrocks. I used to have a jersey of it too.
It was reggae colours, eh?
Reggae colours. Green and red. you know, I remember I had a jersey back in the day of it. I know I ended up with it, but I always used to rock it because they had Maury on there. And also, like, we had a run a couple years in a row for our Mission Jets. Took some mob from here. Who'd we take? Mills, some of the Johnson boys, Sally Jane Jazzy, Freddie Solo.
Freddie Solo there too.
He come down with us, and a couple other Sullivan boys come down as well. Big Jeff,
Freddie Solo there too.
Yeah. He came down with us, and a couple other the Sullivan boys come down as well. Big Jeff.
Big Jeff Lockie
come down at a run. Alec Dumagy came out of a run.
Yeah.
Chance Brown. I think it was Chance and Charlie.
I thought it was Mungadoy. I thought they played for Mungadoy.
One year they come down and played for Maury.
Yeah.
And then Marsh Robbie.
I remember that.
And we brought Kevin Bell down as well.
Kevin Bell.
Because, grew up there next door.
But
when you see how competitive it is and, the massive scale, communities, really come behind and support each team out there as well.
Because, some of the fellas that come together, some of them think, oh, well, we're not going to win, but we want to be involved in it. Mm. To say you can play in a crew knockout, that's huge. Mm.
And it's like that, for us, we would hire, a 12 or 14 seater bus and would, drive from Brisbane down to Sydney. Like the trip to the knockout is a journey and experience within itself as well.
Yeah.
Car full of lads and, just yarning about, the experience. Older people telling their yarns about their knockout experience stories. Yeah.
You remember it, and you probably, when you see some of them lads, you'll talk about what the things he's got up to, they're things that, that's what it's about. It's our rites of passage, as black men,
First time I played was 17 for Mission Jets, but I played under 16s for Redfern Memorial side and we won a grand final. I was pretty mad. Not everybody gets to say they went, grand final.
But I think they train you early in the curry with the, I think there's so much under juniors team. Leading up. And it's the same concept. If they lose, they're out.
That's it, yeah.
And that's why I'm glad we've got it up here in the QM scene now because we want our young fellas to go through.
We went out to the Murray School there. To St. Lucia when they had the young fellas out there to see them fellas,
I think it was mid-year,
and then I had the netball at the back there as well.
That's right, it's just showing the kids and, it's pulling a lot of the kids that don't have connection to the black communities to get involved, because you hear about it now with the All-Stars, how many barriers that broke down and, they just want to play, and I think it's that connection to, could be a family connection, could be a friend connection, it could be,
And back on what we'll start off the yarn with, how some sides stack their teams or can make it a bit difficult.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's that's why it's good up in Townsville. They're having the two players that can't be Q Cup in the Queensland.
I can only be Q Cup.
Q Cup and NRL. You can only have two of them.
Yeah, one each.
One each from, or even if it's one each or. Two or the other, I think it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics of that, especially when we've been involved here with the Redcliffe Carnival and it's free for all, So I think it's going to be, I think the crew knockout's the same, it's free for all.
I think it's free for all, I think one year, Walgett, BAC, George Rose's side, they had it stacked. And had him and his brothers, the Jensen brothers. What's his name? Barber, I think his brother.
Barber,
stacked.
Yeah, there's a lot of, wonder where the connections are. In a perfect world, you'd like to see it, you want to build the community teams up, because it can be very off-putting as well when they see all these, teams stacked.
I guess it's good for, the spectacle side of it, having a side with all these, NRL or Q Cup or New South Wales, top-grade players. But then it sort of takes, away from, what we were talking about before, how it's, sometimes that's the only weekend I'll put the boots back on out there. Or it's the first time a father and son get to, run out on the oval.
I remember, I think, when I was down there watching Taree play.
Yeah.
and what's his name? Latrell Mitchell.
Latrell Mitchell, yeah.
Oh, man. He was a young fella too, but he was playing, you can see he was playing with his cousins and his uncles.
Yeah.
But just to see, he could have played for any of them other teams, but he chose to stay with his, and he probably sponsored that team. But it was just deadly to see him with his uncles and nephews.
And that's one of the good parts about it as well, is these younger fellas, who grow up seeing their older brothers, cousins and uncles playing, old men playing, they sort of get to have a run, like the last hit out of these old fellas, they get to.
Yeah. Mm. Look, we had an Ngarrawarra team there last year that played that Torres Island team, they actually won the carnival, and I said to a lot of them young fellas, who can say they played against Edric Lee? I said, you fellas kid, you know what I mean? Mm. And that's the opportunity that, it's showing them, hey, we're just playing carnival, but we're playing against really good players. So, and I think they're with the NITV as well, covering, I think that's really brought the profile of carnival football up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now that you hear all these carnivals everywhere now.
These carnivals in the lead up or after that there as well.
Yeah, lead up or early in the year.
Mm. Like a season of you could just do like a whole season full of just different carnival footballs and out there getting prepared and ready for them.
I think they organised a national Indigenous carnival down there in Wollongong or something, eh?
Yeah,
they?
True.
Toward the Rose Bowl, isn't that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I looked, some of them went, there's similar names from the Koori, not getting that, but there was some new teams, like memorial teams as well.
Mm.
So a lot of these families want to put their own, family team in. So it's a big, so it's, it's just good to see carnival football and, especially, and not just black men, black women too,
Definitely, yeah.
Being proactive and getting in there and having a crack, So it's that they're sitting at home watching TV
Watching it on now.
Yeah, watching TV. They're actually on TV now.
For you fellas, for the Brisbane Black side, it's a bit of a process for all your mobs to come together, but then also get yours up Townsville as well.
Yeah, we're trying to get, so we've got Aches, they're one of the main sponsors, we've got Nala Health, and we'd like to try and get some more support to get up there and especially around the accommodation stuff and the resources around the shirts and like we've done a bit of fundraising as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just to get that, over that line is, this, I suppose, is what we're looking at trying to, so anyone out there.
Do you have a target goal?
No, I haven't got a target goal. Any support's good support.
Yeah.
We're looking at any.
How can our listeners sort of support and get behind any websites?
Oh, look, I think Ngarrawarra, they've been holding our funds for us to their program manage it. So it'd be good to, if you, there's a Ngarrawarra website.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me what it is, but ngarrawarra.com.au. That's like Paul Vorton now. But, just ring Murray Radio if you want to find out.
Get some details with us.
More information.
As well. Yeah. There's no email just yet?
No, we haven't got an email, so it's pretty much just...
Hit up Ngarrawarra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their number is 3375900001. And just go for the motions there of, where to support us, yeah.
Let them know you want to support the Brisbane Blacks team to go to Townsville financially or jump on to be another sponsor as well.
Yeah.
Give Ngarrawarra a call on that number. And, because it is something good to get behind and get involved in as well. Like we've been talking out throughout the whole program, it is always about bringing this sort of younger generation into the fold as well. Mm-hmm. Especially, nowadays as well. Every generation is sort of something holding the black fellas back from succeeding and whatnot. And like we have all around our country, crime and drugs sort of get into our communities and also as an aspect and a trigger from, colonisation. But, things like this here, adventures and getting, younger people and older people involved in this sort of shows them there's another opportunity outside of those lifestyles.
Yeah, definitely. You've got, like you said, you've got this, the older peers, doing all the running around because, you know, they're not always going to be there. So it's good to show these young fellas this is what it takes to be involved in this. So, you know, I've got my nephew there, Kevin Bell, you know, and he's been, been part of this for a while now, with from Inala to Brisbane Blacks, and you know, I keep telling
him. Pauline's Kevin?
Yeah. Kevy Bell?
Yeah, shout out to Kevy Bell.
Kevy Bell, represent.
No, deadly brother is.
He's a good lad, and through football and what he's doing, he got into youth work.
Himby Yumba there, that's right, yeah.
He comes to me and said, Uncle, can you get me a job? Because, you know, we just connect, you know, being family and through football. And I think he did one day volunteering and he was on a wage then after that at Himby Yumba. And I think he stayed there 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And it got him into youth work. But, and that's what it's about. It's that I think, with these carnivals, you use that springboard to tap them into other stuff where they can. It helps with their own development as well through, work, family. Could be supporting other family. Try and get them in the coaching as well. I think that's the beauty of our sport. But it's like you said, we've been, the rites of passage of us as black men has changed, through colonisation, and this seems for me, it just seems like. There's other ways we can tap into our young people, and especially if we're seeing the Aboriginal, our black women, in rugby league. It's just gonna shoot off, and it's gonna be the same kind of system and concept that they'll bring into it, So it's not just about football on the field; it's behind the scenes.
That's it. A much bigger picture when it comes down to it as well. There's another question I wanted to ask. Because you've been involved in organising sides as well, here in and around Brizzy, organising sides to put into the QMC, but then also you took a side down at Brewarrin as well quite a few years ago.
Oh yeah, it was a cultural trip. I think it was part of that cultural connection and also the football side of it, and I think they combined Bree and Bree Warren and Burke together.
Yeah.
Two rivers or something. But we call it Three Rivers now because it's a Nala River. Yeah. And we only went out there just on, we had a youth worker that had a bus and that and said, come on, we'll go out to Bree. None of us have been at to Bree. And we went out there and, it was powerful. That place is just, for the boys to play in a carnival and win it. We won it too. Yeah, I don't know who we beat, but we beat one of the team. Just a small little carnival, but, and a lot of the boys that played it, who could say they played in the carnival and they won it, what you were saying before. And to see the smile on these fellas' faces and, because we didn't know these fellas from Barrasope, but we got a connection with them now through the football. And I always said to him, boys, there was a bloke called Bradley Gordon. Bradley Gordon. He made the trip, just something to remember. He took him out to see, Emu hunting,
The old fish traps there at the back there, too.
Over thousands of years.
40,000 years old, yeah.
Yeah, 40 fish traps, they talked about the massacre sites there and just, over the river. It was life changing for some of them lads, they always still talk about it. Every time I see them, they say, Bread, where you going, Bread, my Bread? And I look. I think Bradley, he come up and he was in Brisbane, he went to NAIDOC and he seen some of them lads. Straight away, they talked about that trip. So I think, that carnival, wasn't. I always remember Ronnie Gibbs was there. Remember Ronnie Rambo Gibbs. And I think there was a game, I don't know which teams, they were all related to each other. And one lad come out with an iron bar.
Hey, look out, yeah.
And we're thinking, who's going to go out there? And Ronnie Gibbs was there. He was an official with the NRL, ARL, whatever. And he just went over, said a couple of words to him. That lad took off back in the car. So the authority and the respect they have for someone like Ronnie Gibbs, and I've got photos with him and that too, to see, and that's what it's about, these footballers come back to their communities and invest back to these young followers, show them that, with what we talk about, the rites of passage, is through their football, and just saying, hey, fight not going to be the way to go or, on the field or whatever. So now that really, yeah, I remember Wolves, they had a Masters game after it. I think it was Walgett versus Burke. Mm. You know, and we were running the water for them. We didn't even know these fellas. But, you know, it was just, that's what it's about. You just get in there and help. And, you know, we're trying to show these young fellas, you know, we don't know these fellas, but we'll get in there and help out.
Mm.
But that trip, that was one of the best trips I've ever been on. We always talk about bread. That's all you hear is bread.
And also for our listeners as well, especially for our non-Indigenous listeners, up here in Queensland, a lot of Murrays say butter, and then down certain parts of New South Wales, they say bread as well. And
bread.
I remember Shawnee Chilbre done a skit. He goes, "Oh, you know, like I'm from Queensland. And, you know, I'm not going to do it justice, but he's on like a skit about, you know, mob saying bread and mob saying butter and it there." But nah,
I remember he said he went to Toowoomba. No, that was Kevin Caprino. Actually, he went to Toowoomba and they said, "Drop your dot or something."
Yeah. He's another funny fellow, Kevin Caprino there.
I've always been behind the scenes with football. Mm. You know, coached a lot of the junior teams at Nala. Mm. You know, previous and coached Masters in the last 3 years, over 35s, which has been a big change for me, especially coaching from young fellas too. But for, you know, it's same thing. They're getting out there, they're doing something. You know, they're not sitting.
Are they as hard-headed as a juniors?
Yeah, they blocked up. You can't change old ways. I won't mention any players. They know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's only a social thing, but they still go with that competitiveness, you know, I think with the Masters, it's more laid back. It's more, but it's get, you know, fellas like, you know, like they said, "Well, why did you get involved in Masters?" I was like, "Something to do." You know, sick of sitting at home. And I've been doing it for 5 years, and I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I've been sitting at home for 20 years not doing anything." And I was like, "I'm doing it." And you've got fellas that haven't played since high school, that never played in their, like, seniors, or but they've seen the Masters concept, and they just, like, come in. So
that's good.
Yeah, it's just once a week. We train once. The boys want to train two nights, but we're flat out trying to get fellas on one night. So
yeah.
I said, "We'll just stick to one night training a week." So, but it's just... Western Isle of Panthers, you know, with the Masters. Yeah, they're as fellas that I grew up with too, you know. Indigenous and non-Indigenous fellas too. Mm. So, yeah, it's good to... And we always talk about the old times growing up and, you know, playing footy. And, you know, you always hear them talk about St. Mark's, South Sonala or Western Isle. So...
When they scored a winning try and beat another... Hold on to the die-hard stories for 20, 30 years now.
Oh, it's like a wall story, you know? Like, you know, it's only football.
No, thanks for coming in, brother. It's been a really, really good yarn. If there is any listeners out there, what was that number again?
So it's Nala Wongara. Go on their website and go ring 3375-9001. Yeah, call that too if you want to contribute in any way that can help us to come up to Townsville. Much appreciated.
Yes, that's the number. Give them a call. Check out their website. When you talk to them on the phone, let them know you want to contribute to Brisbane Blacks. That's the name of the team, which is a concept and an idea of bringing the different Murray sides here in Brisbane. About four, you said,
ain't? Yeah, four.
So
yeah,
Brisbane 14. Natives, Logan Hawks,
Stratty. Murray Taipans. So there's a few teams, that we come together, and it's like the north side and the south side of Brisbane. Bringing them boys together, don't let the river divide them. We're all one mob, you know, and I think that's what Brisbane Blacks is about, coming together. So
Can I
do a shout-out too?
Of course, of course.
I want to do a shout-out for my grandson. I've become a grandfather as of last Thursday to Roman Yasso, but I won't say the full name. So it's Roman Anthony Gregory John Yasso. Yeah, he was born last Thursday. Being a grandfather is something, I've never... It's a great experience, it's interesting. So I can't wait for him to... Under sixes for an hour.
Works on that, yeah.
Keep telling my daughter that, Scarlett. So, shout out to her and Nigel.
Yeah. Deadly.
Congratulations.
Shout out to that. Yeah, little one. Always good, you know, when them babies come through. But you've been listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM. If you've enjoyed the program, you can tune in latest night at 7 PM to catch the repeat here on 98.9 FM, or you can head to our website at 98.9fm.com.au. To take us out of the program, we have one more song, which is Mainstream by Yothu Indy. Why did you want this song, Brez?
Oh, you know, I seen the video clip growing up, you know, when Dad recorded it, and yeah, it was, when you look at it, it's living in the mainstream. So you're living in two worlds, you know, one is the mainstream world and one is you still got to live that blackfellow world. Mm. And that's something that, you know, that song, when you hear the song, you don't think much into it, but when you see the film clip of what they're trying to say, there's always a message in it, you know, like treaty, you know what I mean? So, and that's why, yeah, especially us as urban blackfellas, we got to live them two worlds, you know what I mean? Or out bush or wherever, we still got to live them two worlds. So I suppose for me, it's telling these young followers now, you got to live these two worlds, you know, and be strong in both. Mm. You know, and I think that mainstream is part of that identity. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, that deadly. We'll head to that song now. You've been listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM.
Today, yellow phone. Listen to the year that here, listen to it blow. Brother boy, younger boys, all the way from my land. Era boy, me get na put that bitch in there, you go balanda bungul go. Tumur irang anya marchiko. Na put ya de, na put do rip go, wala mangu ji, marga mana pa me rip rip me di go. Tumur ina marching anya go. Trick is mind blown, survive and mode. Human brain, greatest weapon in the globe. Child sustain, education, knowledge is order. Standing on everyone's shoulders. Teaching yourself as you get older and older. Gara kaya, sungali, tela marma, ingu ngara ko. Ngali do, nina jaba, wangai ko. I'm a brown, black, silver, boy, with the killer flow. Listen to the year that hit, listen to it go.
You're more, mala, our music is growing. I'm using my money, gay. The river is flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? Young one, male, marge. Mia, padre amor. Como Mariuna, 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 Mariuna. The river is flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? Young one, ale marge. Mia, padre amor. Como Mariuna, 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 Mariuna.
Claybo, I was in Melbourne the other day and I could not get 98.9 FM.
Yeah, that's because you're a little out of range down in Melbourne. Here, check this out.
What is it?
And I've downloaded the 98.9 FM app.
What do you mean downloaded?
Downloaded at the App Store. You get your device.
Wait. App Store?
Yeah, App Store. That's where you download all your apps onto your device.
What's a device?
Oh, could be anything.
Don't get frustrated with me.
Flashlight, a phone, anything.
Oh, flashlight. Yes, yes, yes. You mean I can listen to 98.9 FM on the 98.9 FM app?
Yes, it's what I said before.
That's right. You can download 98.9 FM's very own app that helps you listen to 98.9 FM from anywhere in the world. Just download from your app store to your device and start listening from anywhere.
Just one thing I forgot.
Yeah, what?
What's an app?
Oh, no, Claybo, no, Claybo, no, Claybo, no!
98.9 FM, for the best app.
98.9 FM News.
The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has emerged victorious following a leadership spill this morning. Mr Turnbull held 48 votes when he was challenged by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, who attracted 35. The leadership position was declared vacant at this morning's Liberal Party room meeting, which followed a surge of media speculation about the future of Mr Turnbull's leadership. The deputy leader position was also declared vacant, however, Julie Bishop was not contested and remains in the position. While Turnbull remained standing following the spill, speculation around whether or not the threat to his leadership is over remains to be seen. First Nations people in South Australia may be given more of a say after a legal win over the right to build a nuclear waste facility in the state. Ballot papers were supposed to be sent out on three potential sites, but have since been stalled after First Nations people argued the vote was discriminatory. Officials now have to work with traditional owners to conduct a vote that may include people living outside the municipality, but still call it home. The Bangala people say as native title holders, they should also be included, even if some do not live in the area. Vince Coulthard says people living off country still have the right to vote on what happens to their land.
They may live in those areas, but they have a close affiliation with the country. They come back on a regular basis. So therefore, they should be in a position to vote, participate in a voting process that's going to affect their country for many thousands of years to come.
Wangan and Jagalingu representative Adrian Baragaba says the federal court's ruling in favour of Adani last week was a disappointing result. The Wangan and Jagalingu people have been fighting against the mining company and claim they did not give permission for the $16.5 billion mine. Native title claimants are divided over the mine, with Adani making a deal with some of the traditional owners, while others allege it was authorised at a sham meeting. Wangan and Jagalingu people are calling on the public to join and stand with them today at Queensland Parliament House to demand the state government never extinguish their native title. Mr. Baragaba says right now their rights are urgently vulnerable, but they will take the matter to the High Court.
All Adani has achieved is it's a separated people and destroy the will of the people and not allow us to have the free, prior and informed consent. And we're still asking for the state government not to compulsorily acquire our land and give it to a private individual.
We'll have Sport Up next.
In 2017, over 400,000 new jobs were created. That's more than 1,100 a day. So if you're a small to medium business owner who's wondering about the next step or has changing business needs, there are government initiatives to help you hire, including financial incentives of up to $10,000 to employ eligible staff. If you're ready to get your business growing, go to jobs.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Program sponsor.
Hello, my name is Toby from Doomadgee.
My name's Emily and I'm from Cromba.
And you're listening to the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Listen online live at radio.nirs.org.au.
To sport now with the ABC's Chris Classic.
Meantime, Fremantle's Dockers captain Nat Fyfe says he has taken Saturday's 133-point loss to Geelong personally. The Dockers conceded 23 goals straight after quarter time, and that's a record loss in the club's history. Despite the nature of the defeat, Fyfe says the game shouldn't be looked in isolation.
You know, the worst loss in the club's history, and me as captain, I take that quite personally, and that's a burden that I'll have to carry and our group will carry. But I think it's dangerous just to look at the game in isolation.
And the West Coast Fever goal attack net, Nat Medhurst, says the team has made the most of its extra week of preparation heading into the Super Netball Grand Final. The Fever's Grand Final opponents, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, are coming off a 59-50 win over the Giants on the weekend. Medhurst says the Fever has used the week to get some solid training ahead of Sunday's clash at Perth Arena.
We've had a solid training week, and I think it's just given us an opportunity to really focus on ourselves and what we need to deliver as a group, which is what you want. It's given us extra time to prepare, and we obviously now know who we're coming up against.
And that's the latest National Indigenous News.
Hi, it's Dan here. Now, people keep asking me where we found Joshio.
Some things are better left a mystery, Darren.
Well, the truth is, we found him in a Kmart doing this.
I don't know what I do. All I do is anxiety. Oh, Lord, the last song did you say goodbye.
The sound of an angel descending from the heavens.
And now we're stuck with him and his annoying, opinionated voice.
Hey, I prefer the term passionately engaged in the community.
You wish.
Want to hear my catchphrase?
No.
Bye, Australia.
Tune in weekdays between 10 to 1 to listen to Joshio for all your latest and hottest country and for your chance to win giveaways and prizes.
Bye, Australia.
There's
darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. Flooded in light. In the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night, and I'm frightened by those who don't see. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a burning, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. Yeah. What's wrong and what's right? There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
Good morning, all. Welcome. Let's get this show on the road. 10 to 1 here with Joshua with all your latest and hottest country. Got some great music. Coy will be back with me tomorrow and Thursday, so I'm looking forward to that one. Stay tuned here at 98.9 for the best country.
Oh my, oh top floor. When it was all over, she walked to the wall. I went back to the mine, back to the mine. I told the boys I had a hell of a time.
Carrie Underwood on 98.9 FM for the hottest country.